Welcome to What's Poppin'. This week, my guest is Colin Christian. Colin, thanks for coming on the program.
Well, thank you. And let me ask you, what's popping?
You are this week, because What's Poppin', we talk about the previous Sunday's message, but also get to know someone from the congregation better. And so we're going to get to know Colin better today. And so the first question is for Colin is, how long have you lived in the area?
That's a great question. Comparatively, we are pretty new to this area. In Bay Area, let's say in Fremont, we've been living since last 6 years.
Okay.
Before that, we were in East Coast. And it took almost 12 years for us to come from East Coast all the way to California.
What part of the East Coast were you at?
We lived in Connecticut.
Okay.
It was beautiful, especially we missed it this time around.
Oh, yeah, the fall.
Yeah. That's the only one thing that we are missing here.
Not the winters.
Not the winters. Absolutely not the winters.
Yeah. So where were you before Connecticut?
Before Connecticut, I lived in... For about a few years, I lived in New York, okay. Long Island, New York. And before that, I was in India.
Okay.
So the higher education brought me here.
Mm.
And the first thing that I came here, it was in upstate New York, Rochester.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That's a beautiful area.
It is wonderful area.
Yeah. And then Connecticut for 12 years. And then Fremont area.
For almost six, seven years.
And you just bought a house, which is beautiful. So I'm very happy for that.
Thank you.
How long have you been at Prince of Peace, and how did you get to Prince of Peace?
That's a funny story. And I would give a little bit background.
Yeah, give us some background.
So I've been with Prince of Peace, or I have been attending, our family been attending Prince of Peace for almost 4.5 years now.
Okay.
We grew up in India, me and my wife, we grew up in India. And when we went in different churches in India, we always thought that, you know, we don't need to go to a standalone church.
Mm.
We need to be with the mainstream churches.
Okay.
So back in Connecticut, back in New York, we always went to Main Street Church. We came here in Fremont.
Okay.
And we couldn't find a good church. But we still ended up going to a mainstream church. After a year or so, we felt that the direction of that particular mainstream church is not what we wanted.
All right, so our theology was a little off from what you liked.
True.
Yeah.
And our beliefs were very different
than
what that the mainstream church was.
So when you say mainstream, you mean a denomination that's well known,
that
unlike
is correct.
A non-denominational
that
church.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct, yes. So at that time, we decided that we are not going to go into that church anymore.
Okay.
And now we are back into the church finding emotion. We went for maybe 10, 15 different churches.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, the funny story is that we always knew Prince of Peace.
Oh, really?
Yes. My kids used to go to a daycare here in Centerville.
Okay.
And every day when I passed by, I always saw Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
The only assumption at that time was Prince of Peace, Lutheran Church.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, Lutherans are very orthodox.
Yeah.
And our assumption was very different about being orthodox, you know, versus when we first visited Prince of Peace. It was totally different.
Than what you thought it was going to be?
Yes, it was totally different. When we were attending the other church, once my kids came to VBS here.
Oh, okay.
And they loved it, and they kept telling us that this is a good church, you should go there.
You should listen to your kids,
So when we were looking for different churches, we decided to come over here.
Yeah.
But before we came, I sent an email to Pastor.
Okay.
And I said, Pastor, I wanted to know about the beliefs that Lutheran Church has or Prince of Peace Church has. And Pastor Zelt replied within 24 hours.
Mm.
And he said that these are the beliefs. He also talked to me about the different synods that Lutheran Churches has.
Yeah.
And we felt that we should give it a try.
Yeah.
Let's go there. Let's see like how it is. And since that day, mm-hmm. we haven't gone to any other church. Well, we have gone to many different churches, but this is visitors. Our primary.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is our main church now. Yeah.
This is your church family.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Awesome. That's great. We're your church family, which means you come to worship on Sundays or watch it online. And I saw you guys in church this last Sunday, which is good because the next question is, what are two things from the message on Sunday that made you think or you thought were good or just interesting to you?
I would say there are more than two things.
Yeah, well, let's go through them all.
When pastor starts his message with statistics, he catches my attention right at that time. You know,
he does that for you, apparently.
At least, yes, at least for me.
Yeah.
So when he started, he said 70% of people aged 50 and above.
Yeah.
Right? He said that they believe in our God is the only true God.
Yeah.
That was really good. But the next sentence he said that 40% of all the population below 30, that's where we have problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, like when, as he was talking about it, the first thing that came into my mind was my kids.
Right.
The main reason for us changing the church was first the beliefs, right? And second, my kids getting the proper Christian education.
Yeah.
So the first thing, as pastor was preaching and I was listening to him, the first thing that came to my mind is that my kids should know the real God. And that is my responsibility to begin with.
Yeah.
Church is there, pastors are there.
Yep.
But as a family, as a parent, it is my responsibility.
We're here to support you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And second, I thought that not only my kids, I should be working somehow in a way that I should be participating in many different ways to bring that number up. I do not know how.
So not just your kids, but...
Exactly.
Everyone's kids.
So that was the first thing that resonated.
Well, I'm going to sock that away, Colin, because I might have some ideas for you.
Sure.
All right. So that's the first thing. What's the second thing that jumped out at you?
Yeah, there is another thing that Pastor was talking about, and he did mention about Paul and Timothy.
Yeah.
Right. And now me putting myself into Paul's shoes and my kid into Timothy's shoes. I feel that he was right. Paul was absolutely right because Timothy was going through many different things.
Yeah.
There might be so many different people. Maybe, you know, like in today's, we are calling different controversies. Maybe at that time, there might be many different theories were there. Maybe different teachings.
For sure. Yeah, there were.
People might be misdirecting him, misguiding him.
Yeah.
And I think Paul thought, that's what I understood, that Paul thought that it was his responsibility to teach Timothy, which he considered his son.
Like a son, yeah.
He thought that he should guide him, he should teach him.
Yeah.
And again, going back to my family, right?
Yeah,
I think that it is my responsibility to teach my kids the way that Paul was teaching Timothy.
Yep.
We are living, I guess, in the same exact scenarios.
It's
right?
very similar to what it was 2,000 years ago.
And Paul was also telling him what's right, what's not right, what he has to focus, what he doesn't have to focus.
Yeah.
And again, looking back, my kids, I have 8 years and 10 years, right? So they ask many questions. They sometimes go through many different things which they probably understand, they don't understand. But I think one thing that they do, which we as a family like, is that they ask a lot of questions.
Which is important.
Yeah, and we felt that the way Paul was teaching Timothy, the way that he was telling him what to do, I think we felt that it is our responsibility for our kids as well.
Yeah.
That is something that resonated with me and Prachi right away.
Yeah. So Prachi's on board with that?
Like, she is. She is.
Yeah. Good. So do you have any plans to figure out what you're going to do differently than you're doing now? Or I should say maybe more of what you're doing
So my son, Ian, he's in fourth grade.
Yeah.
And he's asking me or asking us lots of questions about the frameworks.
Mm.
Yeah, we got the bulletin,
yeah.
right? And he says, I need to go to that framework class
right now. With him.
And we are slowly started teaching him.
Yeah.
Again, he started asking about the framework. What is framework? Why we need framework?
Yeah.
What it has to do with me?
Oh, yeah.
And we started teaching him like few things.
Yeah.
And we said that, you know, you should go to that framework class.
Yeah.
But it's not time. You are just in fourth grade. We need to wait for maybe 8 more months.
Pretty soon. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's very excited.
Yeah.
And as he's excited, my daughter is excited as well.
Yeah. And my daughter is excited too. Maybe not when I'm teaching, but my daughter is in fourth grade as well. And she's excited to get into that group where they can start doing the framework stuff and learn more, but also be able to hang out with other kids mm-hmm. who are all believers as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But most importantly from that message, most importantly, I like that category, in season and out of season.
Yeah.
When Pastor was talking about in season, he said, many things is people expect from us, especially when you are in the church or in fellowship. So we are Indian and we also have another fellowship that we go to.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was talking about the different fellowship or how we react in there, I was thinking about that thing as well. He also talked about, are we different when we step out of the church and how we go to our work, and I smiled. I said, no, I'm good when I go to work. But there are many different categories, right?
I want to come back to the Indian fellowship. Is that based upon being Indian and Christian, or just because you guys are from the same region of India?
It's Indian Christian based on region.
Region, yes. Okay.
Yeah, so... again, long story short, we come from western part of India where we speak same language.
Yeah.
Very few percentage of Christians live there.
Mm-hmm.
And we are one of those chosen ones.
And you found some like-minded people here
who
also are transplants from India, and you guys share a common background.
Not only common background, but the same belief.
Yeah. All right. So family.
Family.
Yeah. Cool. Yes. All right.
Yes.
So you were saying, I do good at work.
Yes, I get to work, and I would say like everyone in my work, they know me as a Christian person.
So not because of your last name.
Not because of my last name, no, but because of my belief.
Yeah.
Right? Not only the people who I work with, but I work with many different people around the same organization and outside. And I would say... maybe 70-80% of everyone knows that I'm Christian by religion, by my belief, and again, of course, by my last name as well.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that actually is a stepping stone for me to start talking about Christianity.
Yeah, because they already know, right? So you might as well start talking about Jesus.
Sometimes they talk about their religion, their belief. And I think it is an opportunity for me to start talking about Christianity.
For sure,
And for most of the time, I don't have any issue, or I did not see other people have issues as well.
Yeah.
But, that's a kind of an icebreaker.
Yeah.
Every time when I talk about me being Christian, that was the first thing that people may not have expected, something coming out of me.
Yeah, okay.
Right? First, because I'm Indian, and second... why this guy's talking about Christianity
in this area.
Right. Yeah. But that is a icebreaker. And right after that, I found many people who are Christian. They just didn't even want to say that they were Christian. So that's an awesome thing. But again, going back to the sermon, I laughed because I thought that, I'm good because I'm talking.
I've got it.
Yes, I got it. But there are so many other things where I did not do a lot of things, Driving, for example, get frustrated.
You're not the only one.
Yes, I'm almost about to honk somebody, and I say, no, that's not me. I'm a Christian person. Grocery store, as Pastor said, lots of different things. And I said to myself that I'm thinking that I'm good in some ways, but I'm way far, you know, yeah. I'm not there.
Yeah, very few of us can be can pat our backs on how well we do with spreading the word wherever we are,
right.
Or even being asked the question wherever we are. Because sometimes you're just taken aback. You don't think someone's going to ask you about your faith or being Christian in a certain situation, and you're just kind of like, what? You know, even as a pastor, like I'm not always prepared mm-hmm. to give an answer mm-hmm. when I should be prepared to give an answer.
There are so many hard questions as well.
It's true.
And we also have so many hard questions, especially coming from kids. Sometimes we don't have answers.
Yeah.
And this is what we always tell them, that let's read the Bible.
Yeah.
Let's have our daily devotions. And God is going to talk to us.
Yeah. Go to the Word. Yeah.
Yes. And God always does. Hmm. The Word of God is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
It always, always, always talks with us. Always.
Always gives you an answer. May not be the answer you want to hear.
And may not be the right at that time.
Yeah.
But it does.
But it does. Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that I liked about the message, which I wish Pastor Zell could have spent more time on, but he only had so much time he could speak, obviously, was the idea that we often disagree with authority that doesn't already agree with us. And so if we take that disposition into reading scripture, you can come up with some funky things and you don't submit then to God's word. You form God's word into what you want it to say or what we want it to say, you know? And I think that's something that we should all keep in mind. That's part of our, it's part of our worldly way of doing things is just only agreeing with what we already agree with. Right. And scripture is difficult sometimes. God's word isn't always easy. Like he's got things to tell us that maybe we don't want to hear that make life a little tougher or makes us stand out from the rest of the world.
I want to say, and I thank you for bringing that point up. Mm-hmm. I actually want to emphasize on what Pastor said. I think Pastor did mention that sometimes the church leaders or religion leaders mm-hmm. are not correct.
Yep.
And that's a huge statement coming out of him.
Yeah.
Because it gives an opportunity for many different people to maybe argue or maybe find something which is not right.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, you know. Sometimes we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
And that's awesome that we are in this fellowship, we are in this community where we can learn from each other. It's not only that we have one person who is teaching us all the time.
Right.
By gathering all the information or by reading the word, you know, understanding the word, we can also teach somebody else.
For sure. And Pastor Zell said, he said, you should be checking the word against what we say. Like, so as pastors, like if you have a question about what I say or Pastor Zell say, you're supposed to go into the word and see, are we right or not? And if not, let us know. Like, you know, you're supposed to let us know. And so I'm glad he said that. Then I have my last question for you.
Sure.
And I got to visit with your family, and Prachi made some fantastic food. And so I know you are food people.
We are.
Yeah. And so what is your family's favorite kind of food to get when you guys go out to eat?
That's a tough question.
Yeah.
Because we love food.
Yeah.
We really enjoy different cuisines.
Yeah.
And until it was Prachi and I who really enjoyed food. Now, both my kids, we all enjoy
all
food.
All enjoy food. Do you have all similar tastes?
We love anything that is flavorful.
Okay.
So, it's funny that when we go out, we actually don't eat Indian food.
Of course not. Not with the way Prachi cooks. Why would you go anywhere but home for Indian food?
True. So, we eat many different types of cuisines, as I said.
Yeah.
The fun part is that Prachi not only likes to eat, but she also loves to cook.
Mm-hmm.
So, she would learn and she would try it home and we all enjoy.
Yeah, okay. So what is the food you guys would choose then if this Friday night we're gonna have a family night, we're gonna have some food that's not gonna be Indian food, what would you choose?
So if I'm going to ask the same question to my family, I'll have answer in all the different cuisines. One would say let's go to Korean barbecue, another one is gonna go for Peruvian food.
Really?
Somebody's going to say let's go to Chinese, and I would say, you know, let's eat at McDonald's, you know.
McDonald's? Is McDonald's your favorite one?
Not really, you know. But yeah, we will enjoy anything.
Yeah. Okay. So if you were to go to a restaurant, though, what would you guys choose? Which one around here, yeah?
We will go to Korean barbecue.
Which one?
It's Gen Korean.
Gen Korean? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get tips for myself. That's all. This whole question just so I know where to go eat.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah? Gen Korean? All right. Gonna check that one out.
You'll enjoy it too.
Fantastic. I bet we will. I like Korean barbecue.
That's awesome, though. Yeah.
Well, Colin, thank you so much for hustling after work in the traffic to come and be on the podcast. I really appreciate it. And have to have you back sometime, all right?
Sure. Thank you, Pastor Mark. I appreciate it too. All right.